Yeah. And then, so I was in the steam room and he came into the steam room and he was doing one of these like with his tongue. Yeah.
How old is he?
Like probably 60s or 70s. Like elderly.
Like,
and like, what I'm saying is like, if
straight guys go work out there,
yeah, they do.
Like, and no straight guy went to go tell on him.
I don't fucking know. I don't. Maybe he was just doing it. I do have resting slut face.
Maybe
so
he
like,
just had his eye on something.
I don't know. I don't know if I like inadvertently was like giving him.
You were pretty slutty.
Something. I don't know if my pheromones were like
kicking that day.
Yeah, maybe.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
Like probably 60s or 70s. Like elderly.
Yes! Well, hello everyone. It is the Fat Runner. This is episode number 2895. Hello, BFO for Tuesday, the 5th of March, 2019. Big Fatty, you're just stumbling over your words. Coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show.
Big Fatty's gonna tell you how he celebrates Tubby Tuesday. Hello, plastic babies. Big Fatty.
Hi, everyone. I hope you're fat. Tuesday is going well, or as they refer to it in Rogers Park, up there in the Chicago's, Tuesday. Y'all, it is indeed Fat Tuesday, the start of the Mardi Gras, no, the end of the Mardi Gras. And, y'all, that means that, you know, that, we have to give up something, for what is it called when it's, I don't know. It's you're going into the abstaining period. Yes, Big Fatty. Why don't we give up the stinky orangutans for Lent? Lent. That's what it is. Lent. Yes, kind of like what that furry stuff is in your butt. Told us why we're plastic Jesus. Oh, you're right. Well, y'all, it's the end of Mardi Gras, and on Fat Tuesday, y'all, you have a king cake, and in the king cake, there's a little plastic Jesus in there, and y'all, if you get the piece of the king cake with the plastic Jesus, then you have to buy the king cake the next year. Big Fatty, I hope I don't get it. Anyway, y'all, that's not why we're singing Happy Celebration of Exiting the Birth Canal, because, y'all, today is a very important celebration of exiting the birth canal, and how appropriate that it falls on Tubby Tuesday. Big Fatty, I thought it was Fat Tuesday. Well, Tubby Tuesday in the Rogers Park area. Y'all, it is someone who, Big Fatty has met numerous times. He lives up there in the Chicago's, used to live down there in the Flo Rida, worked for the Von Zeist for a while, and y'all is the only person that's been around all these many years over there at the Stinky Orangutans. Yes, Big Fatty, he runs off co-host like I don't know, like you run off gentleman callers. Y'all, I did have a gentleman caller contact me this morning, but y'all, it never panned out. So hopefully later this afternoon it'll pan out. Yes, Big Fatty. But y'all, the celebration of exiting the birth canal today belongs to the one and only Big Ricky. Yes, Big Fatty. And y'all, Big Ricky, one of the sweetest people that you'll ever meet. Yes, Big Fatty, Nessa thinks so too. She does. Although Nessa made some sort of vomiting sound on Gavin's show about Ricky. I don't remember what it was about. But anyway, y'all, if you see Big Ricky on the 20 or the FaceSpace wishing a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal, and Big Fatty, I hope he gets to go to the Tank Noodle, and I hope he gets a big old piece of king cake without the little plastic Jesus. Yes, McFreddy. But first, since I talked to you yesterday, y'all, it was a fairly quiet evening. I had me one of those gyro sandwiches for my supper. Talked to my mother a little bit. She was as crazy as ever. Yes, yes, McFreddy. Then I just caught up on some things on the TV machine. Y'all, Miss Bacon told me that the rapper that was the winner of the Maxed Singer was T-Rex or something like that. I don't know. I still don't know who the hell it is. But anyway, and y'all, did you hear? Did you hear I think it was McKay from that 90210. Y'all, he had a stroke last week, and on Monday, y'all, at the age of 52, y'all dead. Dead, the same age as the Faye driver on the same day. And Faye driver, he's still with us. Yes, McFreddy. But y'all, let's see, what else was I going to tell you after that? I don't even know what I was talking about. Y'all, I just watched some things on the TV machine, but y'all then at 8 p.m. in the evening, y'all, we had a suits meeting to get ready for the Pride 48, both the June event and the August event down there in the Nolens. And y'all, we've come up with a few things on our to-do list. Y'all, the first thing I want you to all do, y'all, first of all, I want you to all go get your pencil so you can write this down on your mark and calendar. Well, first of all, y'all, we've got the dates up over there at thepride48.com for both the June event and for the August event. So you can go over there and take a look at that. And y'all, our first, we're going to do monthly State of the Station little shows for March, April, and May. And then we'll probably do a couple right before June, and then probably at least twice a month in July, and as we get close to August for the Nolens event. But y'all, the first State of the Station is going to be on Sunday, the 31st of March, at 8 p.m. in the evening Eastern Daylight Time, because y'all, you know, the time changes this weekend. Yes, McFreddy, the old gal, in addition to throwing lemons at birds, she's gone into her end of the standard time depression. It's true. What was I saying? Y'all will be over there. Just kind of touch base with everybody and come and join the chat room or just listen. It'll also be released as a little show. But y'all, after that, then we had our first Survivors Ready recording. It was me and old Crooked Hat and the Fey Driver. Yes, Big Fatty, he was drinking Crown Royal as if Monday was going to be his birthday. It was his birthday. Oh, well, that's why. And and that's been released. Y'all, you can get that little show over there at the survivorsfirstpodcast.com. You can subscribe to that. And y'all then slept okay. I wouldn't say I slept like a baby, but I slept okay. And y'all got up on Monday morning, had my coffee and my brofkas, and y'all did my morning nipple walk. Got contacted by my gentleman caller, but y'all, I don't know what happened. Something must have gone amok. Yes, Big Fatty, he came to his senses, is what it what happened. Well, maybe that was it. But anyway. Let's see, what else was I gonna say? Big Fatty, we don't know. y'all, I think that pretty much was my Monday. Yes, Big Fatty.
It's Kathy and Peter Sosa Question Month. It's Kathy and Peter Sosa Question Month. Come on, Big Fatty listeners, give us your crappy questions that Fatty can answer in his final year of the little show and astound us with your mediocrity. It's Kathy and Peter Sosa Question Month. Get off your keisters and call in.
Yeah, that's it. Y'all, that, of course, is the Haunt Cub. Haunt Cub, thank you so much for that that half-ass bumper that you did for So-So Question Month. Big Fatty, I thought So-So Question Month was so. It is over, but we've got a backlog. Yes, Big Fatty, it's kind of like having too much cheese. You get a backlog. Big Fatty, or it might just be all that furry stuff in your butt. Oh, no, that's lint. Big Ready? But y'all, I'm good. I've got some so-so questions over here that were sent in. Y'all, let's just see where we are here. Y'all, did I do the one from here we go. Ian out there in the City of Angels, the Los Angeles, California, you know, Ian went to The Price is Right with Big Fatty. Yes, Big Fatty. Ian says, Dear Fatty, I might be the last entry for the So-So Question Month contest. You weren't, which is, you know, it's really not a great honor regardless. But it says, I'm very curious about your special chat. What is the website where I can view a picture of the special chair? Thanks, Ian. Now, first of all, Ian, thank you so much so-so question. And Ian, I'm happy to give you the www for that, but I will tell you to do your research at your own Big Fatty. You'll want to have a melon baller nearby because you'll want to scoop your eyes out after you go there. It's true. You'll want to go to Fort Troff, FORTTROFF.com. It's a vulgar site. It is a vulgar site, but you can just put in a special chair, and I'm sure. I don't know what'll come up if you put in a special chair, but anyway, try that and let us know how long it took you to clean up the vomit. Beep, Fanny. Ian, thank you so much for that. I do have a voice letter from the Haunt Cub and the Haunt Daddy with a so-so question, but I just want to read you the transcript of the first line of it. It says, "Is this week? It's like Daddy and the Hubcap. Big Fatty Daddy and the Hubcap. So, we'll get to Daddy and the Hubcap's voice letter later this week. Y'all are the number one fan of the BFO. You know, that's Bill in St. Louis. Big Fatty, he's been in the Flow Rider here a lot lately. It's true. He says, Big Fatty, I think I may have a so-so question. Twofer. Big Fatty, there's only one thing worse than a so-so question, and that's a twofer. It says, number one, how often do you get your oil checked? Big Fatty, doesn't he listen to the gentleman caller report? No. I think he's talking, no, excuse me. He's not talking about the special chair, but for the Ruby Red. Well, about every 5,000 miles, Bill, and the reason I do that, even though the Ruby Red owner's manual calls for 10,000, and this is a so-so question because there's only one person that gives a rip-roaring crap about checking your oil, and that's the Fade driver. Yes, Big Fatty, and he better be careful. 52-year-olds are dropping like there's no tomorrow. He says, I'm not talking about the special chair, but the Ruby Red, but I get it done every 5,000 miles because I got the free oil changes for five years when I bought the Ruby Red. And he says for the Tufa, he says also oil changes at the dealership are one of those instant oil change joints. Again, I think I just answered that, but if you want to not listen to my answers before asking a question, that's fine. Another so-so question because of your inattentiveness. I do it at the dealership because they gave me the 5 years free. Big Fatty, that you cheap ass. It's true. It says, not sure these may be excellent questions. Your call. Thank you for calling. No, those were absolutely so-so, except for the Fade driver. And y'all, then I have a silly question here, which is absolutely so-so. Y'all, it came in from Princess Hannah, and it says, Big Fatty, is Miss Kitty's favorite dancing girl, Olive, an actual woman or just gay as hell? First of all, Princess Hannah, thank you so much for that question. Absolutely a so-so question. It does, however, border on an excellent question, but it did come in February, so we're treating it as a so-so question. And given those, given the choice of those two, Miss Kitty's favorite dancing girl, Olive, is not an actual woman, so I guess, given the only other choice, Olive is gay as hell. Bitch! Very gay as hell. But y'all, that's all of the written so-so questions that I have received. But I do have voice letters with so-so questions on them, and I'll eventually get around to those. I know that Peter G and Kathy Marshall, or that Kathy G, Big Fatty, is she related to Kenny G? Anyway, I'll eventually get around to that. I know they're not in any hurry. Oh, Nick, I see. I know they're not in any hurry get that contest over with. Yes, Big Fatty, they'll eventually have to dig out something for a prize. Maybe they can use some of that furry stuff out of your butt. Big Fatty, mother. Y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely Fat Tuesday, or as they call it in Rogers Park up there in the Chicago's, Tuesday. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard the kids from over there at the Stinky Orangutans, and Adam, just out of curiosity, Big Ricky is very tight-lipped about his age. Could you give us, you probably have some insight into that. How old is Big Ricky?
Like, probably 60s or 70s. Like elderly.
Oh, yes, we know he's elderly. Call in a short story about him.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yeah!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.